I'll introduce and ask you to call the roll. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need to roll now?
Yeah. Are we on the screen?
I think by now we are.
Okay.
Okay. Calling the roll. Nia Bediako. Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon. Ryan Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
Sharna Gluck.
Here.
Roger Kilgour. Zed King. R. Paul Martin, here. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
George Ryder.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg. Joseph
Tracy
Gonzalez.
Rosenberg.
Joseph Gonzalez?
Here.
Ted Weisgold.
Here.
Tracy, did you just come on the line?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that makes eight. We're one over quorum.
Who came in?
Tracy.
From KPFA.
Okay, welcome all. I want to acknowledge that you're all here and we have a quorum. First item on the agenda would be setting the agenda. You should all have a copy of a tentative agenda in front of you. Before we do that, just let me just say that by way of a chair's report, that we have about five or six resolutions pending before the PNB, and we haven't got to them for the last three meetings. So there's really been no change since the last meeting in terms of what the PNB has done. So let's move to I need a timekeeper too. Art Paul, can you do that as well?
Best if we can get somebody else to do that.
George,
this is Sean. I'll be happy. Let me pull out my computer here, and I'll be happy to do that. And I see we have 10 minutes set aside for the agenda, but no other times. Are we going to decide?
Yeah, we're going to set times for the various things as well.
Okay, very good.
George, I would like to propose that all items related to the election be given priority on the agenda, and all other items follow. Because I think, as Ted's pointed out, we're facing a lot of confusion. There's some real serious issues that people are raising. I sent a motion as well, and that, to me, to be the most immediate pressing for us right now is the election.
George, this is Sean.
Yeah.
Along those same lines, I agree the elections are very pressing, but we also have things happening right now due to this change of status rule. People's rights are being denied, and I think we should move that up and deal with that also, because that has ramifications that are going on today, right now.
I'd like to
move number five up to number one.
Well, no, as number one,
I'm second.
Okay.
Hey, this is Tracy from KPFA. This is just a secretarial request. I apologize. I can't find a copy of the tentative agenda. Would it be possible to have that emailed out again? Because it would
Tracy,
be easier
I think
to deal.
You're not actually on the PacGov list. Is that correct?
Correct. Right.
That could well be, and I probably should be.
My apologies for that. I forgot about it. It should be there as well. Okay, hang on a second.
Okay.
But since motions aren't included, maybe we could also just read the items on it for Tracy.
Yeah, it's just hard to know what should be prioritized over what when you can't see them all.
Yeah, and Mr. Chair, the clock is running at this point, right? Correct. I was right to start it about a minute and a half ago, or do you want me to start it over? I'm just a little. Hello?
Are you there, George?
Hello.
We hear you.
Otis, what's the first few letters of your email address?
T-R-A-C-Y.
Not Tracy, I've got that. Otis? O-M-C. Okay.
George, I've had some computer problems. I don't have them now, but I also need a revised copy of tonight's agenda.
You want to go to LLU or where?
Ted@LLU.com is fine.
Okay.
If the world now knows I exist, come sign up for a class.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chair, this is Sean.
I started
the clock about 3 minutes ago. Was that appropriate to do? I just wanted
to... I guess so. We had two suggestions for change.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Okay. Suggestions are one thing, but if we're going to make amendments, we have to make them as amendments. And I think I have somebody saying an amendment of, putting forth an amendment of the elections items take precedence. Is that it?
Sherna wanted to move the items related to the elections,
right.
Of which she had one, and Ted had one.
Which is
a point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I thought this was a draft agenda, so we, before we approve this agenda, can make any changes we want. They don't have to be amendments, or am I operating under a misconception?
No, that's correct. This hasn't been approved. I'll handle it. If there's agreement on the changes, it's not a problem. If there's not agreement, we'll have to take votes on it, and we'll do it that way.
Okay. Well, this is Tracy at KPFA. I have a question regarding, I guess, the first motion that was suggested. I can see the change of status motion, and I can see the other items on the agenda. The items on the agenda that have to do with the elections are which ones specifically? They don't seem to be on the agenda at all. So are they?
There's one for Ted, rules for filling vacant terms, and there's one that just came in from Sherna.
I see.
I'm going to have to forward to you as well, I think.
Yeah.
I sent to the whole list.
Yeah, but Tracy's not on the list. Sherna, can you forward it to Tracy as well, or shall I do it?
Her email, and I don't think she should give it publicly.
I got it. I'll send it off.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
We can only actually have one primary amendment on the floor.
I know that, R. Paul.
Okay.
It's not a problem.
We have this one about elections on the floor.
We have...
I know, it's just bogged down in a point of information because I haven't been on the list, so I have to...
George, wasn't there... I don't see it on this agenda. I thought that Ted had an election-related issue as well.
He does. It's the last item on the agenda, and it has to do with... what to do with people who are replacing others in midterm.
Right.
And how, are they term limited, and if so, how, and et cetera. Ted has forwarded some verbiage about that. I don't think he actually forwarded a motion, but that would certainly fit under the elections policy issues. So if it's all right with you, the two of those would move forward.
Yes.
And is that all right with you, Ted?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I would like to, because this has just been hanging over our heads and people...
I understand. So we have two suggestions for changes in order. Is there any objection to both of those issues moving forward? We'll decide which one is first and which one is second ahead of the other items.
No.
And just to be clear, that other item is the change of status number 5, correct?
Right, that's right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Chair?
So then it's just a question of which one comes first, the change of status item or the elections policy items. Sherna, you made the first proposal, so...
I have no problem with the change of status coming first as long as we absolutely set our times.
Okay, so if there's no objection, then we'll do this change of status one first.
You have an objection?
I'm sorry?
This is Brian. I'm objecting.
Okay.
I think the election stuff is more important. Right now we have an unworkable mandate at the stations to produce tutorials that no one's given us guidance on how to do. It's certainly freaking staff out here. I think this is more important than stuff that happened 7 months ago at KPFA and is already pending before the Pacifica National Board as a separate motion.
But the maker of the motion doesn't object.
George, I have a compromise, which is that we set a time certain for item 5 so that we get to it. But I do believe the election things are really the most critical. Can we set a time
We're going to set a time certain. The only thing that's in front of us is whether to put the elections policy first or the motion from Joe with regard to the KPFA policy first. So let's just take a vote on that. Would anyone like to speak to that? The preferences?
Yeah,
Brian?
This is Tracy. I'm just asking, Sherna, what would be an acceptable time certain for you if we did take up the change of status? How much time do you want to cap it at?
I think
to feel good about it.
If we got to it at 6:45.
Okay. Sounds reasonable.
Let's
Mr. Chair?
Yes. We did have an objection to that happening, however, so I think we need to take a vote on which one's going to be first.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The problem here is, again, we can't have two primary amendments pending at the same time because we'll go in a circle, which we're sort of doing. So could I suggest that everything can't take precedence. So could I suggest that we do have an amendment on the floor that the elections items take precedence is what I have the amendment as. And then after that, we can set something else as a special order at a certain time. And that way we'll resolve all of this kind of rapidly, I hope.
The way I would like to handle it is we've already agreed that both of those things are going to have precedence over the rest of the agenda. The only question in before us is which one's going to be first. We will assign times for both so that they both fall within they both happen this evening. I don't think that's really a problem. So what I'd like to do is just take a vote on which one would you like to have first.
Okay.
If anyone wants to speak to that further, please do so. Okay. Hearing no further discussion, all those who would prefer to have the elections policy first, no, we can't do it that way. by a show of hands, Paul, would you call the roll and a vote of yes means I would like to have the elections policy first. A vote of no means I would like to have the change of status motion first.
Okay,
and we'll set times for both so that they happen this meeting.
Okay.
Boy, hold on a second. We got to write this down here. So then you're making the amendment that the elections comes first. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. A vote of yes would make the elections policy first. The vote of no would make the change of status policy
then that
first.
That means you're making a motion that elections first, and what is the second thing?
The change of status motion.
Change of status motion second.
Right. So would you call the roll on that?
Well, one of these is mine, and I'm not even sure which one it is. I don't like
yours,
the way it's
yours
being
is the
labeled.
One on the elections policy, Ted. There's another one that Sharon has put forth that will be concluded as well. We'll have to decide which one comes first on that, but yours is one of the two that's going to be considered as elections policy.
Okay.
I'd like some. Does it make sense in anyone's mind as to the logic between having one resolved before the other is taken up? Can anyone speak to this? Because I can't.
Mr. Chair, we're at time. Would you take the would you call the roll, please, on the.
Okay.
Ted, you can just abstain if you're confused about which one you want first. Would you take the roll, Arpel?
Yeah. Nia Bediako. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune says yes. Christopher Condon. Brian Edwards Tiekert.
No.
Sharna Gluck.
Yes.
Vajra Kilgour, Luzette King, R. Paul Martin, pass. Sean Casey O'Brien.
No.
George Ryder.
No.
Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Joseph Wanzala.
No.
Ted Weisgel.
Pass.
Okay, going back, R. Paul Martin, abstain for certain reasons. Ted Weisgel.
Abstain.
Okay, we have 2-4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, so we have the order. We need to set some times. Joe, would 10 minutes be enough, do you think, for discussing your motion?
I would think so.
Okay. Sharna, how much time do you think the your elections committee, your elections policy motion would take?
15 minutes.
15, okay. And Ted, how much time do you think yours would take?
10 minutes.
Okay.
That's assuming the language that I forwarded to everyone this afternoon is forwarded back to me. I don't have it now.
Okay, we'll forward it back to you.
Mr. Chair, I need some clarification.
Yep.
Okay, so... Okay, 10 minutes for which thing on the agenda?
Joe's motion with regard to the change of status at KPFA.
Which item is this?
Why aren't you on the governance call, man?
It was originally... just a moment.
It's item 5, this.
5?
5.
Okay, so 5 gets 10 minutes.
Item 5 is now 1, I believe. Gets
right.
5 minutes, correct?
I thought we had to vote in the affirmative to make that number 1.
No.
No.
No, you were mistaken.
I thought you were blowing it.
That's why you shouldn't have done it. Anyway.
Take me a moment to bring back up the agenda. Just a moment. Yes, it was item 5. Is now 1, and I think because of priority, Ted should be number 2, and Sharna's should be number 3.
Okay, Ted is originally number 7.
Right.
That should be number 2 now. And how much time is for that?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, and what's number 3?
Sharna's motion, which was not on the original agenda, but she's sent it this afternoon. Does everyone have that?
Let me look.
I think I sent it to Tracy. Tracy, did you get it?
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone
should have that. And Ted, do you have that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Whereas it is essential is how it begins?
Yes, that's right. You don't have your own motion, is that correct?
Chris Condon.
Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
Okay, glad you're here.
And Ted's motion.
I don't have Ted's motion. Wait a minute, maybe it came from LAU.
I emailed it to you about 5 o'clock today.
Okay, agenda items, here it is. So that needs to come back to you, is that right?
This is Brian here. Let me raise a procedural question about setting time limits on these items.
Okay.
George, you and I discussed this privately because the last time this came up at a meeting, there was an allusion that maybe to the fact that maybe the committee had approved a special rule in this regard, and you agreed to try to find out if there was any record of that. Did you discover any?
I'm not entirely sure. I do remember the conversation, but I don't remember the details. What exactly was the rule that we were looking for?
Well, I sent you a citation from Robert's Rule of Order, page 43, line 19. It says, in order that there may be no interference with the assemblies having the benefit of the committee's matured judgment, motions to close or limit debate are not allowed in committees. A motion to limit the time of an item limits the debate on it.
So we're following essentially the same procedure as the PNB in this. And
I did check with our
poll as to whether this was standard practice on the committee. I don't know that we ever actually found a motion to that effect, but am I correct, our poll, that this is the way we've been proceeding? And I believe we voted on it last time, didn't we?
Well, okay, let me look at that. I'm answering a question and looking at the same time. We certainly, you can set times in your agenda. Yeah, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably should, because otherwise the first item never ends.
Right.
For instance, I understand the point being that
Tracy,
the member thinks that this will be equivalent to calling the question in a committee, but I just don't see that as what's happening. I mean, you're allowed to set times on your agenda. You're allowed to set the agenda, and the agenda frequently has a time set for items.
Well, so is the procedure that when the time elapses, it triggers a vote with no further debate, or if the issue is not resolved, it goes on the table?
No. When it ends, either if it ends and there's no motion, it ends. However, in any event, you can make a motion to extend. And if there is a motion, then it has to go to a vote. Any pending motions have to go to a vote at that time, unless you've extended the time limit.
Well, but that's a limit on debate. I mean,
it is. You're correct. You're correct.
Point of order. Ted here.
Yes.
I think it was whoever spoke in favor of time limits. I would like them to cite either a resolution that was passed by the Pacifica National Board to supersede Roberts, or a citation within Roberts that supersedes what was just cited on page, I think it was 42, of Roberts Rules of Order. It is my understanding that the chair can call people out of order for being dilatory if they are not adding new information to the discussion, and the body can vote where all that static is coming from, but postpone consideration of questions and move on to the next item. But
Ted,
as long
really
as one...
Ted, we're really losing you. I don't understand what you're saying. Due to static, not logic, just static.
Okay. I may have to go to another part of my house. But in order to... the chair can also vote to... the body can vote to postpone consideration, but as long as one member of the committee wishes to continue discussing something, you're supposed to be able to continue discussing it. Now, I want to get through this agenda tonight, too, but this is a procedural matter that requires that there be...
We've had
that
this
we
discussion
Robert.
Before,
yeah, and
the agreement was that we would honor tradition in this fashion. I don't know that we ever found a motion. I do know from our poll that, in fact, the Governance Committee has been functioning this way for some time.
And
just because you've done something wrong forever doesn't mean you should keep doing it wrong.
Well, no, I don't believe it is wrong, because if we don't somehow limit time on our discussions, we're not going to get anything done. And that kind of thinking lacks common sense, and both, hopefully, our bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order are based on common sense. And if somebody, one member, wants to talk for 40 minutes
or 60 minutes, nothing gets done. I don't know what you guys are reading. I'd love to see it again. I don't think it's the last word because it begs common sense.
Okay, so
said that.
I thought we agreed that we have very essential items in front of us. It's now 6 o'clock.
Yes.
I would suggest that some group work on this and bring it forward the next time. We are not going to get to these extremely critical issues.
Thank you.
My ruling is that we're going to follow precedent on this, and if anyone wants to challenge that, we'll have a ruling on the on the chair's decision. But this is what we've been doing. This is what we've been doing for all the meetings that I've been chairing, and for the reasons that have been shared, it seems to me it's what we practically need to do. If we need more time, we can vote to extend.
This is Brian. I will challenge that, and I have two questions for you, George.
Okay.
Is it your opinion, then, that past precedence trumps the written rules and Robert's Rules of Order as our parliamentary authority?
What trumps the written rules is
a special rule.
Special rules of procedure for this organization.
And do you have any special rule that was passed by the PNB authorizing this committee to limit?
It doesn't have to be passed by the PNB. It can be passed by this committee.
Then let me read you two citations, Sean,
please. The questions are addressed to me, and that's the appropriate.
I apologize, but this is just more delay, and we've got important things
Sean,
to
please.
Do here.
Yes, we haven't. I don't know whether a motion was passed in the past or not. I didn't talk with Harpal about it. We never did find anything. This is, however, precedent. This is, however, how we've been doing it, and that is my ruling. You've challenged it on those grounds.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion of it?
I would like to recite two citations I've sent you in writing from Robert's Rules of Order, page 43, line 19. In order that there may be no interference with the Assembly's having the benefit of the committee's mature judgment, motions to close or limit debate are not allowed in committees. Page 43, line 26, committees may not adopt their own rules except as authorized in the bylaws or in instructions given to the committee by the society, which in this case would be the PNB. If you're not able to produce a motion from the PNB explicitly authorizing this committee to limit debate, I think it's an abuse of the rules of orders. And frankly, when you're talking about 10-minute time limits on a committee with in excess of 16 members, you're talking about ramming votes through, not giving things the time you need to actually improve the language in them and reach some kind of consensus on the areas where it can be reached. I think it undermines what the point of a committee is supposed to be.
I also think that extensive debate leading to no resolutions also undermines what the committees are supposed to be. That is my ruling. I don't know whether the PNB ever authorized it in the past. I know that this is not the only committee that works that way, and I know that this committee has been working that way. So I don't know that it hasn't been authorized. I don't know that it does. But that is my ruling that we'll proceed this way.
Call the question on the challenge to the ruling of the chair, please.
Yes. I'm sorry, what was that, Sean? Was a question? Sean, it was a question?
I want to vote so we can move forward.
Yes. So, Paul, would you call the roll on this? So a yes sustains the ruling of the chair and a no does not.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Certainly.
Okay. One of the problems here at this is that setting the times for agenda items is so fundamental that it's probably hard to look up. Now, right now, I don't happen to have the proper reading glasses over here, so I can't go flipping through the agenda section of Roberts. But to say that putting times on the agenda items is equivalent to calling a question in committee, I think misses the point. We are not calling a question in a committee. What we're doing is setting our agenda. The committee is allowed to set an agenda. We are allowed to determine how we will deal with our time, because you cannot separate items from time in real life. So, therefore, we know that sometimes we are going to set agendas and we're not going to get to all of the items. So what do? we prioritize them. We know that the stuff right up at the top we'll probably get to. We at least have an inkling that the stuff at the bottom we're not going to get to. The committees are allowed to set the agenda, and part of setting the agenda is simply to set how much time you're going to take so that you can get to the items you want to get to. I don't have the rule, the
motion
last
to,
but what I will say
the chair.
Is that we are allowed to, for instance, make special orders. We can say that at 7:02, we'll get to item X. And that will certainly have the effect of it'll have an effect on any other item that happens to be pending at the moment. So right there you can see that we can set times for things. And again, this is such a fundamental thing that time is also a part of your agenda that it might be hard to look up because I don't recall people questioning that ability in the past. And the idea that one person can force the committee to stay on an item for its entire time until it adjourns, I don't buy it.
I had called...
Would you call the roll on the question, R. Paul?
Brian, it's
been discussed. It's really, I think, enough, and let's just vote on this.
Brian here, I'd like to respond.
Excuse me,
Bert,
this is Chris Condon. May I ask a question, a point of information?
Yes.
What are we voting on? I'm sorry I came in late.
We're voting on a point of order, which I made, which says that we're entitled to set time limits on our discussion and to take a vote at the end of that time limit, or unless we extend time on it. That was my ruling. Brian's challenged that, I would like to, Brian, I'll give you another minute to talk to respond to our poll, and
thank
then we'll
you.
Take
I
a vote.
I appreciate that. I agree with you, R. Paul, that it should be within the right of the committee to set specific times to take up specific items and even to limit discussion on them, not limit discussion on them, but to limit the amount of time that will be given to considering them. What I don't think you can do is say, we're going to have 10 minutes on this and vote on it at the end, regardless of how much discussion there's been. That constitutes limiting debate. So I'm all in favor of our being able to put together orderly agendas in the way you described. I think if you have a controversial matter, though, that you shouldn't be able to preempt discussion by setting a time limit and then ramming through a vote.
If it is really important,
I gave Brian a minute to respond to our poll. We've had pros and cons on both sides. I'd like to have a vote on it. Our poll, would you call the roll, please?
Okay.
A yes vote disbands the ruling of the chair that we will have a vote when the time runs out or we'll extend time, and a no vote overturns the ruling of the chair and sustains Brian's position that we don't take a vote when the time runs out. Is that clear?
Wait, that we take a vote? No.
Well, but Mr. Chair, I think as I have it here, the chair's ruling was that, yes, we can set times for agenda.
Right.
Yes.
And, okay, so that's what we're going, that's what we're voting on. And
move, extend time when necessary.
Okay, the people call it? Yes, uphold the ruling of the chair, no, overturns the ruling of the chair. Mia Bediako, Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Christopher Condon.
I'm voting in favor of the chair's ruling.
Brian Edwards Steakert.
No.
Sharna Gluck.
Yes.
Roger Kilgour. Seth King. R. Paul Martin, yes. John Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes, in favor of the chair.
Joseph Bonzala.
Yes.
Ted Weisgold.
Yes, with the desire to revisit this, but not tonight.
Right.
We've got too much work
to
do.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 9-4-1 again.
Okay.
Chair's upheld.
We were in the process of setting times for the agenda items. We've set times for the first two. The one that would come after that would have been Sherna's motion. I'm going to have to bring it up again. Excuse me.
No, I gave a time on that of 15 minutes.
No, not that one, Sherna. There was it was one that you had long-standing motion about excused absences.
Oh, I didn't see that on the agenda.
Yeah, it was actually item one on the agenda.
No, item one is the code of conduct.
You're right. Bring it up again. Excuse me.
Well, I would recommend, personally, I would recommend that be tabled for now.
Well,
some of these other issues.
If we get to it, we can get to it. Well, we can assign a time for it. And if you want to table it when we get to it, we'll table it.
Okay. Wait a minute. Excuse me. Point of information. Is
yes.
the motion that we're talking about, it's not on the agenda. How can you put something at times on that's not appearing on the agenda? Why don't we deal with this at our next meeting?
I'm sorry. It was my mistake. It is the Code of Conduct Working Group, Sherna, and it is on the agenda. It was item number one. It would be item number four at this position at this time. How much time would you think for that, needs for that if we get to it?
10 minutes. But
okay.
I personally am recommending that things like items 3, 4, and 7 need it. 7 we're already dealing with.
Chris, how much time do you think you need on your motion on funding disclosure?
If everyone's read it, I'll let the motion speak for itself. 1 minute.
How much?
1 minute for me.
It's going to take more than that.
Take 5 hours for the opposition.
Well, let's give it 5 minutes at least.
You got it. I'm going to step away for about 2 minutes. This is all nature calls. I'll be right back.
Okay. This is procedures for vetting bylaws amendments. Actually, that's. I'm going to give that 10 minutes and changes to quorum rules, Ted.
Yes.
Do you want? How much time would you need for that?
10 minutes.
Okay. And motions, Ray, Program Council, Joe. That was really about. What was that about again? I forgot.
No, CAB, not Program Council.
Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What was Motion 6? We discussed it earlier today. It had to do with... Oh, it was putting a time limit on...
Right. I think it was... I emailed it to the committee earlier. We passed the motion...
I think that's fairly simple. We give it just 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's begin then. We have item number one is Joe's motion.
And could you remind the timer of the times as we go through it?
Yeah, 10 minutes for this.
Okay, sir. And just
Joe, would you motivate the motion, please?
Yes. Hold on. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, well, essentially, as you know, we passed. It was an issue. We debated, and then we passed a motion that change of status from listener to staff is not a disqualifying act under the bylaws. The station, and it arose out of an appeal from the KPFA LSB. However, when the issue came back to the LSB, LSB majority said that they did not understand that the motion was retroactive and didn't recognize the authority of the LSB to interpret the bylaw, among other objections. So what this motion is designed to do is to clarify the directive to clarify the motion of the CNDB to try to make it clear what the intent was, to the extent that it wasn't clear enough in the first go-round. So I can do people need me to read the motion, or do they have it all in front of them?
We have it. Okay.
I think everyone has it.
I would like to...
Who would like to speak to the issue?
Brian.
Mr. Sherna.
Brian. Who else?
Sherna,
did you want to?
Right now?
Yeah, I'm not understanding why we're dealing with this. If there's a motion to rescind the PMB motion and...
That motion hasn't passed. The fact that there's a motion to rescind has no bearing on this.
Why? If there's a motion to rescind, then this is all moot.
No, it's only moot if the motion to rescind passes. The motion to rescind merely being on the agenda of the PNB doesn't affect the fact that PNB instructions to an LSB should be followed. If, in fact, it gets rescinded, that's another matter. But simply because someone chose to move to rescind it doesn't mean that we shouldn't act on it. It would mean that with no vote at all, the action of the PNB would be superseded.
Well, can I just ask, is the motion to rescind on the PNB agenda or not?
Yes.
For when?
It's in new business, I believe. We haven't gotten to it for the last three meetings.
Okay. That would make it old business.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Where exactly is the wording of this motion?
It's in a email that Joe Gonzalez sent earlier today.
Okay, I have an email from Joe Gonzalez at
4:22 p.m.
The 11th.
No,
this is when I'll send this to you right now.
No. I'll go into the.
It was sent to PacGov. Yeah, everybody should have it.
Into here and find it in here. Okay, thank you.
Brian, did you want to speak to the motion?
Please.
Good.
I'm very troubled by the language of this motion. First of all, it paraphrases, in a couple cases, severely inaccurately, a couple things individual people said during debate at the KPFA local station board, and then imputes them to be the position of the entire majority. It says that KPFA didn't follow the procedure for removing a delegate under Section 9 without citing an article. And I think in its substance, it's wrong. What we received from the Pacifica National Board was a motion that had no mention of KPFA, no mention of the KPFA board member in question, no mention of the situation at KPFA, and gave no indication that it was meant to be applied retroactively to actions taken in the past. It says it's a policy, not an adjudication of any dispute or any appeal arising from KPFA. I strongly object to this, particularly in its rebuking tone towards the KPFA local station board. We're trying to do the best we can with what we got. You know, in good faith, we tried to figure out how the bylaws apply to a situation we have. If the Pacifica National Board wants to take that specific decision up and hear the merits of the arguments on both sides and adjudicate it, I guess that's within the PNB's rights. But a policy motion is a very separate matter entirely, particularly one that's passed after the fact.
Mr. Chair?
Who else would like to speak to this?
Sean would whenever convenient, sir.
Art Ball, I heard you first.
I just want to say that we need to have the motion read out so that we can... We are required to read the motion out. It hasn't been read. I have it written in front of me, but it's kind of long-looking. And I'd like to make sure we all agree on the committee about what the exact language is.
Joe, would you read it for me, please? This is for the audience, I take it, Arpo.
Why don't you have the secretary read it?
Sure. So the motion is, whereas the PNB passed a motion at the April 10th, 2009 meeting, making it Pacifica policy that a change in status of a local station board member, once elected, will not be deemed a disqualifying act unless deemed otherwise by the Pacifica National Board or until such time as there is an amendment made to the relevant section of the Pacifica bylaws, And whereas the KPFA-LSD majority refused to seat Noel Hanrahan pursuant to this motion on the grounds that, one, they did not understand it to be retroactive, two, they questioned the PNB's authority to set local station board policy, and three, a motion to rescind the motion is pending before the PNB. And whereas removal of Noel Hanrahan was procedurally improper, as the KPFA-LSD fails to follow the provisions laid out in Section 9, in parentheses, removal of delegates of the Pacifica bylaws. And whereas the failure of the KPFA-LSD to reinstate Noel Hanrahan pursuant to the change of status resolution passed on April 10, 2009, undermines the authority of the PNB and the institutional coherence of the foundation. Be it resolved that Noel Hanrahan be immediately reinstated to the KPFA-LSB.
Would anyone else like to speak to this?
Well,
Sean, I heard you.
Yeah, I just think that it's inappropriate not to give a member of the board due process, particularly when you're doing something as drastic as throwing her off the board. And from the facts, as I know them and have been laid out to me, she wasn't present. She wasn't properly noticed. She has been denied due process. And as it stands, as far as I'm concerned, she is still a member of that board because she was not, she was not let go in a proper way. She was denied due process. So she's still a member of the board. That's why this is all so laughable. And when you hear people say they didn't know it was about her and we mention her by name in the motion, well, that's laughable too. Enough said.
She's not mentioned by name in the motion. Sorry.
Vajra.
Vajra, you just coming on, or do you want to speak to the motion?
I just came on. Which you'll have to refresh me. I was trying to listen to the stream while I was getting my dinner, and it kicked out.
We're discussing the motion by Joe Wanzala, which was just read a moment ago, and which he forwarded to PacGov at 4:22 p.m. today.
Okay. All right.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Yeah, this is Tracy at KPFA. Can I?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
I don't think this motion should be particularly complex, although, of course, things always are. What happened is that Noel Hanrahan joined the staff of KPFA, and the KPFA-LSB did not have a clear indication of how to behave in this situation. The history in the past had been sometimes that result change of status resulted in the loss of an LSB seat, and sometimes it did not. The LSB majority made a decision. That decision was brought to the PNB as a policy question as to whether or not this was the proper decision and what on earth was the foundation policy in this kind of situation. And the PNB ruled and set up a policy. Say that that policy then doesn't apply to the situation that triggered the consideration of what the policy was is a bit silly. But that is sort of the situation that we're in. I think all that we're really saying here is policy, and policy applies to situations that that policy describes. So the question of whether Noel Hanrahan loses her seat because of a change of status has been answered by the PNB, which says, no, changing status does not result in a loss of your seat. You're allowed to finish out your term, but you then change status, change category at the end of that term because your status has changed. So we have a situation where basically the local board will not be following Pacifica policy unless, of course, that policy is rescinded. But in the event that it's not rescinded, all you're saying is local station boards are supposed to follow PNB policy when those policies are decided, period.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak to this?
Brian.
Good.
I think the distinction here is that it's a foundation of American jurisprudence that you don't create a law and then have it apply retroactively to things that happened before the law was created. Mm-hmm. Now, it would be one thing if the PNB took this up as an appeal of a specific situation at KPFA and adjudicated it, but it didn't. The language of this motion is a policy motion. The language, as it says, the Pacifica National Board will consider. There's no indication that it should apply retroactively, nor do I think it does. Our local station board acted in good faith when it made its ruling. The Pacifica National Board hasn't given us a hearing on the merits of that decision. It's just set policy after the fact.
I want to speak to this myself, so I'm going to take a minute or so. A legislative action, of course, can't be applied retroactively, but the actions in this case are rather more like a Supreme Court acting. The PNB was acting as the ultimate arbiter of what the bylaws say, and it was clearly intended and based upon what had happened with Noel Hanrahan. That was always clear in the discussion, and I think Tracy very basically expressed it rather clearly, that it was clearly the intention, and certainly is the case for a Supreme Court decision. They don't rule on the decision and then, you know, it applies to the next person who comes before
then
the Supreme Court.
Then when did you give our LSB chair a hearing? He's the person who made the ruling. Was he allowed to argue his position before the PNB?
Please, I'm speaking. So that seems to me to be the analogous situation. I'd like to amend this because there's much of the initial verbiage was challenged by Brian as being not really appropriate for the local what the majority had in mind, and I have no way of deciding that. I would like to amend this to simply be it resolved that, comma, consistent with the policy passed by the PNB regarding status changes while a member of the LSB, that Noel Hanrahan be immediately reinstated to the KPFA LSB. So that's my amendment.
And we are at time by about a minute.
State that again, Mr. I have consistent with policy, the policy of the PNB.
Consistent with the policy passed by the PNB with regard to changes of status on an LSB, that Noel Hanrahan be immediately reinstated to KPFA LSB.
Second.
Okay.
What did somebody do?
Sorry, I don't type very fast. I have consistent with the policy passed by the PNB with regard to changes
in status on an LSB.
Yeah.
That Noel Hanrahan, comma, that Noel Hanrahan be immediately reinstated to the KPFA LSB. Any discussion on the amendment?
Yes, Sean.
Sean, go ahead.
I just want to remind, some people have been talking about, the board is supposed to adjudicate. We don't adjudicate. We set policy. And this idea that somehow everybody for every concern is owed a hearing is preposterous and wouldn't allow the board to get anything done. We looked at the facts as a board is supposed to do. We made a decision and we set a policy. We didn't owe anybody a hearing, and that is also laughable, hearing how Ms. Hanrahan's situation was handled, because I don't believe she was ever given a hearing. So let's get over this idea that the board is a court. We are not. We are a board. We are supposed to set policy. We have done that. It is the duty of the local station board to follow that policy. End of story.
Anyone else want to speak to the amendment?
Yeah, I'm going to make...
Can I ask how much time is left on this agenda?
We ran out of time, as I said earlier, now 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
Is there a motion to extend time?
I move to extend for 3 minutes. I thought we decided in the beginning that the election issues were the most critical, and we're not
moving.
I was going to move to call the question, but I can live with 3 minutes.
Okay. We can't call the question. It's being called by the running out of time. But in any case... is there any objection to extending for 3 minutes?
If we stick to 3 minutes.
Okay, hearing none. Brian, you wanted to speak?
No, I didn't.
Did anyone want to speak to this?
It sounded like Sherna did.
No.
Sherna, did you want to speak?
Want to move on to election stuff.
Okay, so...
Nobody wants to speak.
So, is there any objection to the amendment as I read it out and as our poll... wrote it down.
Could you read it out one more time just so we're all clear on it? It's very short and concise.
Paul, would you read it?
Yes, I have to add at the end. Consistent with the policy passed by the PNB with regard to changes in status on an LSB, that Noel Hanrahan
be immediately reinstated to the KPFA LSB.
Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay. Hearing none, that's now the main motion. Is there any objection to the main motion?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a vote on the motion. Harpal?
Okay. Hold on one second.
So a yes means you approve the main motion as it now stands.
Okay. Nia Bediako. Wesley Bethune.
I approve.
Yes or no or abstain?
I'm going to pass. Come back.
Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Peekert.
No.
Sharna Gluck.
Abstain.
Quadra Kilgour.
Okay, sorry, I know I came in late, but is this the motion by Wenzala?
It's as amended.
To say?
Be it Harpal, would you read it?
The amendment is consistent at the end, consistent with the policy passed by the PNB with regard to changes in status on an LSB, that Noel Hanrahan be immediately reinstated to the KPFA LSB.
Point of
yes.
Point
yes.
Of... Lizette King. Harpal Martin. Yes. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Joseph Wenzala?
Yes.
Ted Weisgel?
Yes.
Going back, Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes. 1, no. One abstention.
Okay, motion passes. We move now to Ted Weisgall's motion on elections and terms for replacing people who step off the board or removed from the board. Ted, would you like to state the motion and motivate it?
Time on that, sir?
10 minutes.
Thank you.
I really don't have a motion. I have just discussion points, and I can read it, and I would appreciate the opportunity to do so.
Okay.
We are facing a real mess as the elections approach. This month, I would like us to discuss, that's tonight, how long a person can serve on the LSB, and then this committee should make a recommendation to the PNB in time for their next meeting. If a person is elected and serves one term and a day of a second term, or one term and one day less than 3 years of a second term, are they eligible to run for a third term? More importantly, if they can serve for part of a third term, then what happens to the person who assumes the balance of that term? I think no matter how much of a term one serves, they are ineligible to serve for any part of a third term. My thinking is that it's unfair to the person who comes behind them to fill that seat, and it makes for a very messy situation when it comes to their successor. Lots of partial term elections, and then the chaos connected with that. Les Radke apparently does not agree, but I think he just wants to follow the rules. Since they are, in my humble opinion, unclear, I think our committee and the PNB needs to clear the rules up. If anyone knows how it works in electoral politics, I sure would like to know. If, for instance, the president is elected for a term and then is elected for a second term, but resigns after anything from one day to 3 years and 364 days, can that president run for a third term? I suspect not, but really would like to know. It should give us precedent and help us as we go forward. Failure to address this properly is a recipe for a lawsuit. People who are disenfranchised would have good cause to sue. I want us to avoid that. I hope you agree this is a serious matter and demands our attention.